show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.
Good evening and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and my co-host, Dawn. Are you ready for Take Two?
Oh my gosh, how appropriately said. I am. I mean, today is the Take Two doubleheader, you know, and it kind of happened by, accident, I guess I could say. But gosh, what an exciting day for us here, huh?
I know, right? This is more than a full-time job today, but of course it never feels like a job because we love what we're doing.
No, it does. It doesn't. It's always fun, and otherwise, why would we do it, right?
Exactly, and thank you to our sponsor, Main Street Cake Shop, for making me hungry every single time I hear her commercial.
Well, think about me when I was putting the commercial together and having had her cupcakes. As a matter of fact, when I did the video for YouTube, I was looking at all those pictures and I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, I knew she did a lot of different things cake-wise, but cupcakes galore, but it was like, really?
I know, right?
So, yeah, I had quite the appetite when I was done with that, believe me.
I'm sure. And, of course, you don't crave healthy food, you know.
Never.
You crave the cakes and the cupcakes and whatever else she has to offer because they do look yummy. When I watched the YouTube video, too, I was like, oh, my gosh. You know. But
and,
I'm
and for,
sure one of these days I'll get some.
And for those of you who are asking or scratching your heads on YouTube video, we now have a YouTube channel, both for Take Two Radio and for Jam and Jukebox. And so we are sponsored Main Street Cake Shop. I put together a video, and it's on the channels. But if you go to YouTube.com and then Take Two Radio, you will find it. So it's really neat. So just look for Main Street Cake Shop. And I believe we have a caller, Pam.
Okay, wonderful. And I wonder who that could be. You're going to have to press the button because mine's not working.
Oh. Well, they just disappeared, so maybe they'll call right back.
Oh, they probably got disconnected. What is up with that lately with the calls dropping?
You know, I don't know. I didn't do anything. I was just about to press the mic button to let them come live, and they disappeared on me. So,
here we go. It's back again, and let me see if this time I can pick it up.
Okay.
Hello, this is Pam. Welcome to Take Two Radio.
Pam,
David
Chokichi.
Ah, yes, our wonderful guest. Welcome, David Chokichi.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. We just finished a little Sunday tradition. We're watching the NFL playoffs. Just watched the Seahawks beat the Redskins. So
the Redskins.
My team got a bye this week, so I'm a New England Patriots hardcore fan, so look out.
And I know nothing about any of it because I only like hockey, and thank you for bringing my hockey back. Okay,
oh,
back
you were
now.
On the edge there. You almost didn't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, David, this is Dawn here. I have not had a chance to see any of the scores or anything today, but I was – just now hearing you say the Redskins got beat, that was kind of my team growing up and into adulthood. So, wow, I hate to hear that.
I know, you know, that guy, Griffin, you know, he basically got hurt.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt coming into the game, and then during the game he kind of got hurt and his game kind of fell apart a little bit. So it was too bad because the first half they were killing him. You know, it was like 14-0, and the Redskins owned them. And then they came back and dominated. But it was a really good battle. So.
Yeah, well, the Redskins have had a really good team this year to be proud. I mean, it's been a long time that they've even been in competition. So kind of nice to see them having a little bit of a stellar year.
Are you kidding me? Like, they've been in the basement forever. So I root for the underdog, too. And, you know, to have have him there as the quarterback, you know, he's gonna be that franchise quarterback. So I think they have a lot of years ahead of them to look forward to.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Yeah, but unless they meet the Patriots, that is, you know.
There you go. Well, you know, the Patriots have been strong for, you know, much longer than the Redskins, it seems like, in recent history at least. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's good. All the teams going in are pretty kind of, they could, any one of them could beat each other, so it'll be really even.
Well, now, just to ask you for the sake of asking, who do you think is going to end up being in the Super Bowl?
Have I what?
Who do you think is going to end up being in the Super Bowl?
Of course, my New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be New England and San Fran.
Mm.
That's my bet.
Wow. Well, you know, that'll be a good matchup if that ends up being the case. And they're both, it's both kind of looking pretty promising for both teams, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they're both strong teams. I don't know, you know, Brady's finally, the New England Patriots have finally clicked, which is awesome. You know, beginning of the year they were playing terribly, and they're starting to get it together. So they're playing like four quarters full of really good football, so. My pick is the Pats all the way, so that's my vote, in case you want to broadcast that across your airwaves.
Well, I think it's already been done.
All right, good, good, good.
Yeah, there we go.
You might get some good tweets back, and you might not.
Hey, that's right, that's right. There'll be
a
lot of haters. Plenty of haters.
I love, you know, I love the Patriots. There's just something about that red, white, and blue. But, yeah, they you know, they have just been such a dominant team, and it's nice. To, you know, I don't mind when a team that's really good goes to the Super Bowl time and again just because they deserve to be there, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, unfortunately the Pats have lost. They've been there, and they've lost, you know, the last two. Like, so, and I don't know. So it's tough. Those are tough ones. We're like
– Us
New Englanders are passionate about football, baseball, hockey. You know, we're like in rivalries, like our Boston New York rivalries are just unheard of. You just cannot stand it. So.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's always hard on the fans when, you know, your team is dominant for so long and then all of a sudden, you know, they start having an off year, and it's kind of like it's just an unknown territory. Like, you know, I'm from the great state of North Carolina, as they say, and you know, I've been a North Carolina Tar Heels fan all my life, and this year basketball, oh, my gosh, they're just off the cliff. I mean, it's horrible. It's embarrassing to even say it. I'm one of those Heels fans that when they're not doing well, I'm embarrassed, and when they're doing great, I'm happy, you know, but yeah, it's a little bit of a misnomer to see them having, you know, but when you lose the immense talent to the pros like they did, it'll take a couple of years to rebuild the team. But yeah, it's always tough, no matter what sport it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm lost in the middle of that whole conversation.
That's all right. We can talk about something more important.
All I'm going to say is go Blackhawks. That's it.
We can talk about something more important. Stars in Danger. The High
Dive. There you go.
Yes. Your new show. I'm so excited. Stars in Danger. The High Dive.
Yeah, cool.
Fox.
Thanks for promoting it. I really appreciate it. You know, everybody does, you know. Fox does, and the cast does, and the crew. And so it's cool. You know, if it does well, it's going to be like a... kind of a sense of like the Dancing with the Stars, but Fox and ABC are competing for the two shows. ABC is going to do a longer version, and Fox is going to do these one-offs, basically, where you like the kind we did, which is, you know, find eight kind of actors, athletes, musicians, or personalities, and bring them together, and you know, see what they can do. And like, what the cool thing about this show, at first, my manager sends me an email, and he's like, Hey, there's these guys, they're the top reality guys who they brought over. It's this company that brought over like Dancing with the Stars. They're the number one company for reality. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're going to put you, they want to put you in a Speedo and have you do, basically learn how to Olympic dive. And I was like, dude, there's no way in hell you're going to get me in a Speedo on some sort of a springboard.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, a few phone calls later and a few figures bounce around, next thing you know, I'm flying out to L.A. to put on the Speedo and start training. So.
And yeah, and I saw a picture of you in that Speedo.
Yeah, what did you do? I was like,
and
damn.
And I told Don, you have nothing to worry about.
No, I pulled it off. Like, I could do backflips and I can do front flips off of stuff. And, growing up as kids, we would jump off anything. Like if we were camping, there'd usually be a bridge span and we'd climb up to the top
and whoever
go the highest.
You're the child the parent worries about all the time.
If they only knew half the stuff we did, they probably would be all, they'd be, you know, in their graves with the heart attacks. But this thing, so I said no at first, but no way possible. And they came back, and then, I said yes, and I just kind of took a different approach to it. And basically, because it's not a reality show, and that's one thing I want to make clear to, like, any listeners, or because I didn't want something fabricated or scripted or some BS drama, because for no particular reason. And
right.
I knew the executive producer, Robert Bagshaw, really well. And the fact that Alexander Paul was doing it, she was that was like a no-brainer for me. And
right.
I knew Bethany,
mm-hmm.
And I knew Antonio Sabato Jr.
Mm-hmm.
But whether, you know, in these shows, you got to be careful, because they all the footage is theirs. They can, you think you might have come off like a good person, but if they decide, because they tell you even towards the end, we're gonna give you kind of a story.
Editing.
And you next thing you know, you're like, what? I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
Or at least
not in that particular situation of where they happened to edit it at or something, you know. Because I've watched enough reality shows to see how, they put things together. And
right.
It's not always good, but let's hope that doesn't happen with this.
No, this thing is honestly, literally, it's putting eight people together, kind of outside their comfort zone, and putting them to a test, an athletic test that most people wouldn't even dream of doing. Like, I mean, I don't know if you've ever stood on like a 5-meter platform, but I mean, from the ground up, it doesn't look that high, but when you're standing there on the edge and you have to enter the water the proper way, it's a whole different ball game, and it seems really high. I mean, people were having, like, it was real deal. Like, Alexander Paul was, and she wasn't ashamed of it at all. She took on this show as a challenge. Like, she has a little bit of vertigo. She's kind of a little bit afraid of heights. And you'll see it in the show. Like, she has this full-blown, and they pair us up with this two divers with a professional diving coach.
Mm-hmm.
And our guy was awesome. This guy, Carl Walden. And, he could tell she was freaking out. And he's up there on the diving board. She's like, and it was freezing in L.A. for the first,
while
we're training at UCLA. It was like raining, so you're like waiting to die. But, there were real moments. And she went from like being really not a good diver to being, I'd say, a very good diver, a solid diver.
Mm-hmm.
And that
helps, too, that the – well, from what I can see of the list of names, you're all in good shape, and you're all pretty much into some type of sport that you do on your own.
Pretty much all of us. I didn't know Kim and Kyle at all.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Wow, is that how you can pronounce it?
Yeah.
J-Wow, yeah, I didn't know her. And actually, she was a pretty good athlete. And the older of the Kim and Kyle I don't know which one's older. One of them was a little bit better. But they both, I gave them credit. They did something. They took on something that they didn't really feel comfortable doing. And to put yourself out on national TV, on Fox, on a heavily promoted two-hour show, it takes, you're either really stupid or it takes a lot of a lot of courage. And then
I think it takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, I think everybody, there ended up being 9 of us.
Well, let me go ahead and just tell our listeners who's on there. It's you, and then, of course, Jay Wow from the Jersey Shore, Bethany
mm-hmm.
Hamilton, the pro surfer who unfortunately lost her arm with a shark attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I
was in the movie Soul Surfer that was based
yeah.
on her life, which was such a cool coincidence.
And there you are again.
Yeah, so we were like, hey, this is weird. We have to stop meeting like this.
Right. And then there's also Alexandra Paul from Baywatch, who you also worked with, and she does a lot of Lifetime movies.
Yep.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kim and Kyle Richards, sisters,
mm-hmm.
and former NFL player Terrell Owens, and, of course, TV and movie great Antonio Sabato Jr.
That's it. That's the list.
Yeah, and quite a list, too, from all different aspects of
it is. They did a really good job of, like,
life and TV and everything.
Uh-huh. They did a great job of really casting this in terms of personalities and
mm-hmm.
what profession you're in and where you're coming from to, like, really, like, jumble it up and see who's going to come out on top. Because, you know, going into it, like, no one had any diving experience. I mean, you know, and learning how to properly dive is, like, It's about as foreign as it can be. Like, I'm a really good athlete, but I can't go up there and do a 1.5 and enter the water with my feet pointed. You know, that takes
yeah.
a lot of time. But I actually I only had 8 days to train, and I got close to that level. I was doing 1.5 off the 5 meter, and I did a handstand. I don't give it all away, but a cool handstand. Kind of pike somersault dive, which looks really cool.
Yeah.
I got in a handstand and I rotate over and it was cool. People were going for it. Like Antonio was going for it. He was really committed. You know, they basically gave us the pool from 8 a.m. to 6 o'clock every day.
Workout too for you guys.
Oh, it's an insane workout and it was freezing. So we're all there's a warm up tub right in between, as soon as you get out of the pool, but you know, so you'd dive for a bit, then you'd go warm up, and then you keep work with the coach, dive for a bit. And then we did a bunch of dry land training and stuff. But it turned out to be a real, bonding group. And,
mm-hmm.
instead of about me, I want to win this thing, it was more about, we were supporting each other and just, you know, in this endeavor. And everybody wanted to see everybody else do well. And that was the cool thing. That's what I loved about it. And like I said, I don't think there's an ounce of fabrication in the show. So
yeah.
that's what I'm proud of, too, you know.
Yeah, and as well you should be, because that's what we want to see. I think most people that watch television want to see something like that, or if not that, then scripted TV.
Yeah.
Versus so much of the reality stuff. Some
reality
is okay,
turning into
but,
scripted,
yeah.
whether people know it or not. It's
a
producer
definitely.
Telling them, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
But Alexandra Paul,
mm-hmm.
when you see this anxiety attack she had, it has, and I mean, when you see that in the beginning of the 2-hour special on Fox, January 9th, Wednesday, you're going to freak out.
At what time?
At 8 o'clock Eastern.
Eastern.
Yes. Check your local listings. But when you see her have this true moment on the diving board with a coach, and it's not faked at all, because she would never do that. She's too much integrity. She, to go from that to the other end of the spectrum where she is in the race to win this thing. I'm not going to tell you guys who the winner is, but she's near the top. You know, she becomes a real competitor, and she's there.
It's funny.
The gate.
She seems like that type.
She is. The gate
yeah.
opens at 8 a.m. to get into the pool. And
yeah.
she's standing outside at 7:45,
wow.
Come on, you guys are late. Open that gate. Let me in there. You know, and she's really fit, and she just, she commits. And
mm-hmm.
I give her way more credit, than me, because I wasn't afraid of heights. We were screwing around, if Bethany and Antonio and I were hey, let's go run up and jump off the 10-meter, and we'd be, screwing around like that, but that would freak, you know, Alexandra, 10 meters is pretty, really high up. And that would just not be something she would be doing. So. But it was a really fun thing. the group couldn't have been better. Like, we were all by the end of it, and then we actually trained in at UCLA for 3 weeks or a month. I'm a, three weeks, and then I only had half of it because I was at a work commitment. So then they flew us to North Carolina where we actually shot the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Greensboro because they had.
And you didn't go visit Dawn.
Oh my gosh! You
how far
no
are you from Greensboro?
No, I'm about 30 minutes away from Greensboro. Had I only known, I would have changed.
She's come and seen it.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were, but my gosh, what a how close! I mean, wow. Where did you guys shoot that? Because I'm racking
built
my
this,
brain.
Like, they built this like state of the art aquatic center, and right there in Greensboro. So it's like they're going to hold a lot of like national championships and things like that there. It's like it's neutral territory. There's no college affiliation. So you know, basically someone like us or someone wants to come in there and take the whole place over, they can buy it out and you could shoot a movie in there. You could do whatever. It's primarily set up for obviously diving and swimming, but I mean, the place is phenomenal. And the way these guys at Fox, like they tricked out the set. The pictures, I mean, with the blue, it's like, it looks like you're part of this like James Cameron movie set or something.
Yeah,
you know, you're just like, we walked out and we have this killer opening and we walk out and they introduce us and it's cool. People are going to be blown away. Let's put it that way. It's just like beginning to end. And when they see how they started and how little time they learned and like and really gained ground and got good, people are going to be shocked.
Yeah, and also there, it's not just you competing against each other, but I guess there's some synchronized swimming as well. You wear little tutus.
That was me. I did a solo synchronized diving routine in between the show. Keep the fans entertained, you know? Me and my Speedo in a tutu.
Okay.
No, but we did one aspect of the competition was synchronized. You have to have a partner, and you actually have to do one synchronized dive. And Alexandra and I were obviously, like, we were Team Baywatch. So, her and I were doing this cool, like, a front 1.5 off a 5-meter platform, which is, you know, and timing, we kind of nailed it on a couple times. We made it to the finals, and I'm not going to tell you any more from there, but you'll have to see what happens. But we nailed our opening dive, like, the best I've ever done. So, I mean, when you watch it, you're going to be like, those are really good dives.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's just like when I watch Dancing with the Stars. Those are really good dancers. So, I mean, if you guys learn what you're actually doing and it's not fake, you know, we're very impressed.
Oh, this is definitely not fake. I mean, when you see I had a real black eye and, like, broken blood vessels on the whole side of my cheek.
What did you do?
Just by, like, if you don't puncture the water with your two hands off the 5-meter, or probably even off the 3-meter, you're hitting the water so hard.
Oh.
You know, I mean, Alexandra Paul had a concussion, and she was so out of it. She was, like, stumbling.
Oh,
she couldn't speak correctly. She had to be rushed to the hospital, and, you know, she just had a bad concussion. But luckily they cleared her to compete for the thing. So.
My gosh, yeah.
If you don't, like, go next time you're at, you'll have real respect. If you go to a pool and you go stand up on the 5-meter and you think about doing, like, either even just a backflip or a front one, you know, a front flip, anything, you know, it's like I have a whole new respect for divers.
Right.
And it's a very technical and it's a very kind of heady sport, you know. Like, there's things that you have to remember. Like, you'll get to a point where you know the dive really well, and then there's, like, three things that you have to, like, nail in order to make it work. And so you got to make sure you do these things in the right order, or else it's just a mess. It could turn into a total, like, nightmare. So
it's
a sport of that. Like, the two nights before the competition, I just couldn't – I was up for, like, 4 hours every night just, like, wait, what did he say, dude? Because one of the hosts is Troy Dumais, or as he likes to call himself, Troy Dumbass. He won,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I swear to God. He won bronze in the Olympics over in London this year. And he is hilarious. He co-hosts the show, and he gave me some final pointers, and they really were good ones that helped me kind of like, you know, just what I was missing. And this was like within the last 2 days of training, and I was like, oh, my God, dude, that changed my whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be up at night, like, trying to remember and make sure I had those down over and over and over, thinking in my head. So,
yeah. I mean, just like anything that you're going to take on as far as, like, a test, and that's almost like a test, you know, when you're doing a competition, and you just try to remember, and you think you've forgotten everything, but once you get there to do it, it all comes back.
Exactly.
You're surprised with yourself almost. Because I know how I am before a test. I think, oh, my God, I cannot remember one single thing. And it'll put the test in front of me, and I'll look at the paper, and then I'll answer the questions, and then I end up with an A, and then I'm shocked. You know. So I would imagine, you know, competition is the same way because you have to remember certain things.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, hopefully if you do enough repetition that, If you do enough reps, it actually will, like, build into your system that your body,
remember.
It'll just become, yeah, it'll be muscle memory and it'll happen. But
There's
definitely, if you don't put those reps in and that work in, you know, there's a good chance you're gonna end up with a big splat. So.
Well, hopefully we won't see any belly flops on there. Now, are you able to talk about judges? Because I heard of one that's on there, but I don't know if I should say.
I think we could talk. I'm trying to think who the judges were. Who's the judge? One of them I kept booing. Cause I think. I don't know. We better avoid that subject.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they were cool for the most part, but.
Yeah.
I felt like there's always one judge,
no matter what show you watch. There's always one show that says, you know, no, I don't like you, yak, boo, you know, and then the audience will boo them, and other people will love them. And so, yeah, you're going to get a mixture.
Yeah, no, technically I felt like I was doing a dive that was kind of harder than anyone else was doing, and there's no kind of like, you know how they scale it with the point system? They'll give you like an extra 2 points for the more difficult dive. If you know, so I was doing this more difficult dive, but it wasn't scored, like, you don't get any bonus points for doing that difficult dive. It was like ranked equal with like this easy 1.5. So I was like, that's not fair. I'm doing this really hard dive here.
Did anybody feel that, how can I put this? Did anybody feel like they weren't going to make it through, or everybody was gung-ho?
No, I mean, I'm not going to name any names.
No, I don't expect
but,
names.
I'd say except for a couple. Like, I mean, there were a couple people like myself. Unless I hurt myself, I knew I was gonna go through this. I knew Antonio Wood; he's a hardcore athlete, and Alexandra and Bethany, and some of the other people, contestants, are obviously they're not athletes. They're not in their off time, you know, they're moms and they're busy and they're doing other things, and so I think the people who were not like kind of physically used to being banged around or swimming or doing distance sports or kind of realizing how much commitment it takes to learn something. Those are the ones who definitely, cause we'd all sit in this little whirlpool, like I said, and that whirlpool is like a therapy session. There'd be more crying going on there than, my God. And you know who the best therapist was? It was Terrell. He'd be like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, now listen. You're just going to get up there. You're going to walk to the end of that diving board, and you're going to do your thing. You hear me?
That's all that football training stuff.
Yeah. And he was really cool like that. He helped Alexandra, too, when she was hurt. because she wanted to keep diving. She was so out of it. He's like, honey, you can't keep diving. This happens in the NFL all the time. You got to go to the hospital. We got to put you in the gurney. And, like, he was helping me because we were down at this lower pool, and we were walking her up, and he was just talking to her because she was adamant that she wanted to keep training. And he was like, you just got to go to the hospital. You get an MRI. Go to a neurologist, get cleared, and you're good to go. You'll be back here hopefully tomorrow afternoon diving.
Yeah.
And he was right. She was back in a day and a half or so. So he was cool like that. Like the little warm up pool was where it all happened. All the therapy.
Yeah.
I can't do this. I can't do this. Why did I sign up for this show?
I've seen that on other shows, so I can well imagine that it would be on this one too.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it was a really bad time, like weather-wise, for being outside and training, because it was just like it was overcast and rain almost every day. One nice day out of all.
Well, you
training. Could
have been in Chicago where it's snowing and 30 below.
True. Yeah, we would have demanded some.
Although I have to say our winter hasn't been bad, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but we were outdoors, so it was like, you know. You're freezing. By 6 o'clock, you're so wiped out. Like, you go home and, like, you eat dinner and take a shower, and you're, like, in bed by, like, 8, and you're, like, you wake
up.
Yeah,
your family doesn't know you exist because you're doing that.
You pray the alarm, and then you see the alarm, and you're, like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
No.
How many alarms did you throw across the room?
I hit snooze a few times and came up with quite a few. I'm stuck in L.A. traffic.
My homework.
One of the producers, she's in charge of rallying the talent there for practice, and I had a couple of them. One, but I just couldn't get. I was like so sore. I mean, you're super sore every morning, like getting out of bed. You look like an old man.
Yeah.
Like, because you're using muscles that you just haven't used before, you know.
Right.
And so everybody was banged up, like. Just like, oh, man, like creak, crank, crank.
Like I sound every morning, no.
Yeah.
Well, how many days were you in Greensboro actually filming all of this?
What's that?
I said, how many days were you actually in Greensboro filming?
Just one day.
Oh,
we
okay.
We rehearsed one day on Friday, and then we shot it the next day, Saturday. Kind of basically... we had a bunch of like marketing and press stuff to do first, and then we did like a rehearsal, and then they let us see they just kicked it off. So basically we were in Greensboro for like 3 days.
Mhm.
Something like that. And but it was like a one night. We sold out the place, and there was like 3,000 people in there screaming. And it was cool.
Oh, wow.
We felt like we were pro athletes. I was like, so this is what it feels like, huh, man?
Uh-huh.
Like
at the Olympics,
this, but
you know?
Multiply it by 100,000.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was cool. The people were awesome. People of Greensboro were super nice to us, and the facility is, like I said, the aquatics facility is state of the art. So.
Yeah, it really is.
And Fox, like I said, like they put some money into making it. We have the whole NFL camera where it comes. Flying like kind of into your face, it zips way from like it's probably 150 yards. It comes back like from its starting point. It comes flying up to your face for this like close up right before you dive.
You off at all?
You don't really see it because by the time it's near you, it's kind of it's veered off to your left.
So
you kind of don't see it. I mean, it's weird. I don't know. I was just zoned out. Like once it was time to dive, like really trying to like. Remember the last three things and just, you know, do it. Just do it. Don't overthink it because then you're really, you know, screwed too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
And you second guess yourself.
Yeah. And again, with diving, it's like a very super technical sport. Like, you got to remember all these small things, like point your toes, like flex your, everything's going to be straight line. And your rotation has to be very fast when you're flipping and, in order to complete it, so you come around, and you got to make sure you punch a hole in the water with your hands, and yeah. So there's all these things going through your head, and there's, you know you're about to be broadcast on a special on Fox, and mm-hmm. you basically you don't want to suck. You
right.
know what I mean? But everybody rallied, man. Everybody did really well. It's going to be a great show, and I would watch the show if it came back over and over, because knowing what I went through and watching
right.
it, and the learning curve. Some people get it, some people don't get it at all, and they're just in pain the whole time, but they stick it out. It's a cool experiment, to grow as a human being. You know, I think the more you step out of your box and try something, even if it's like this athletic endeavor, and see if you can pull it off, and no matter what, there is some growth there, which I definitely had. I'm confident I could go do these certain dives anywhere now. I couldn't
right.
do that before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. And I feel we bonded as such bros. I was friends. I was acquaintances with Antonio before. Now, he and I are really, really good friends. He's a super guy. Alexander and I are in constant touch always. And Bethany is actually, I'm in touch with her a lot. And Twitch was actually, he's so just such a humble, cool, smart, super intelligent, sick dancer. Way too soon. Did he do it? It might have been in rehearsal. He did his whole Twitch dance, and it's insane. He's really talented, and he's smart and humble, and he's not like some, you know, someone who knows it all.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right, and
mm-hmm.
that's good when you have to work with people that closely.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
We traveled together. We were together every day, 8 to 6, so you hoped your cast of potential victims. You were hoping. I was praying it was a good cast, and it turned out to be.
And that's good, because you don't ever know these things in advance sometimes, you know.
No, you just get a lot of times, if you can do something like this, you get thrown in at the last minute, or someone gets hurt or something, so then you're just subject to whoever they picked. But this is it's an all-star cast, all-star personalities, and literally everyone gave 110%. No one phoned it in and just said, I'm just going to not practice at all. I'm just going to show up at a thing, which they would have let you do. They basically said, you guys can be as good as you want. They had the pool, they had a full staff there because they're shooting B-roll the whole time we're training. And they put us through this grinding workout the first 3 hours, the first morning we got there at 8 a.m. They're like, all right, get your stuff off, line up in the pool. And we didn't touch the side. I don't know. We just kept swimming and doing these drills where you're passing that medicine ball that's really heavy between your partner without touching
mm-hmm.
the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go swim a 50 and then come back. And we were like, what?
Wow.
This is harder than Baywatch.
Yeah.
Alexander and I.
Yeah, Baywatch, you just had to do a lot of running around with that little board.
That's right. But it was good. I mean, it was really a fun journey.
Well, I know that I can't wait to see it. It sounds like a lot of fun, and especially, after speaking with you, and I know who I'm going to be rooting for.
Thank you. I appreciate your vote. I wish the voters, the audience could text in their vote.
That's what I was going to ask you. Only the judges are the ones that pick the winners. It's no phoning in or texting or anything
This is their first time doing it, and this show is actually a huge show over in Europe right now. It's kind of like just how Dancing with the Stars started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, of course, we're jumping, United States is jumping on that, and Fox and ABC has another show coming out later. But they wanted this one to be by judges, maybe down the line it would be fan-based, which I think would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 50-50, 50% is the judges, 50% is fans.
Right.
Cause,
I think that would be neat.
Then you got to win your fans over, too,
Yes, know that.
but I'm glad you guys will be rooting for me, and definitely spread the word.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Stars in Danger And I have to get the last part. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Oh, the high dive. Stars
high
in
dive.
Danger, the high dive on Fox TV, 8 p.m. Eastern time, although check your local listings,
exactly.
January 9th.
That's this January. That's correct. At
yeah,
8 o'clock
this
Eastern.
January. What is it, 3 days from now?
3 days. Yeah, 3 days from now. You can see it all happen.
Yeah.
And you'll be holding your breath in anticipation.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right.
I just wanted to touch a little bit on what you have upcoming, too, if you don't mind.
At the moment, I'm kind of pursuing a series, so it's kind of a big, been ongoing thing that I've been working on, kind of with some friends, so that's not a done deal yet, but that's
mm-hmm.
it at the moment. It's kind of like...
Well, this series makes me happy because then
yeah,
you'll be
me
back
too.
On my TV.
Exactly. Then you'd see me every night, or once a week, rather.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it for the moment.
Okay.
But,
well,
yeah, this thing has been all-consuming because it was like kind of almost through the holidays, and then the holidays came up and kind of... So we'll see. We'll see what comes next. Maybe I'll be, picked up by the USA Olympic diving team after they watch
there
it.
There you go.
And I'll be training.
There you go. Yep, and we'll be watching and we'll be rooting, and maybe even by that time, Dawn and I would be able to go.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be great.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight and telling us all about the show. And I know that your wife has the flu, and I hope that she's feeling better today.
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's good, and my baby's good. I'm sure you can hear her in the background.
Yeah.
She's into everything, so it's constant.
And how old
constant.
Is she?
She's almost 15 months.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so that's just starting. So when you get to the twos and the threes, watch out.
I can't even imagine because she
yeah.
is like on hyperdrive, and it's like, oh. when you're just like lying there, like just getting comfortable, she'll like sprint for something.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's worth it. It's so worth it. She's awesome. Yeah.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on the show,
you.
And all my best wishes and. A happy, blessed new year to you and your family.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on. And I look for, yeah, definitely post some reactions after you watch it. Tell me what you think.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Sure thing.
You know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that, listeners? And you can follow David at Chokichi David on Twitter and give him a shout-out. Let him know what you think.
Yeah, I'm dying to see because we were so immersed in it, it's kind of hard to tell, I mean, I actually, because I've been on movies where I go, oh, this is just not going to be good. And sure enough, it was terrible. But this thing, I was on it. In the beginning, I was like, but then towards the middle, I was like, actually, this could have a lot of weight to it and be really, really good. So then by the end of it and the final day of shooting, I was like, this thing is kind of like a gold mine. It's a great concept.
All right.
And it's just 2 hours, and I think people will be gripped because they're going to see. You don't have to wait till next week to see what happens, and you're going to see how bad people were in the beginning and how good they were in the end, and that's pretty cool. So,
yeah. Well, what I'd love to do after it's done airing and the winners are chosen, maybe even have you and some of the other people that were on the show with you come back and talk with us and – maybe we can take some callers and have them give their feedback.
Sure.
Like that.
We could definitely do it. We could, I don't know who's working or not, but
right.
We could in the next couple of weeks definitely do or if you want to, closer to the follow up, I could see who's willing out of the group to
that would be great.
So people could call in. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd
we'll
be
make plans
cool.
on that.
Sure.
And then, of course, we'd love to have you back another time, too, when you get some things, done.
Well,
like
I have a few movies
let's hope you that series.
Well, I have, three movies that are coming. They're all in. One's in, post-production hell where they can't finish the special effects. So that's called Jetstream. But another one, Collision Course, that I did with Tia Carrera that actually I'm not sure where it's going to go, but it's with a distributor right now, so So there's a couple movies in the bank already, which is always nice to have, because you know you have something coming out, which is for us actors and, you know, the instability of our lives. It's always nice
yeah.
to have something that's about to come out. When you have nothing coming out and you're not working, then you start freaking out.
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but you also keep you keep up with keeping yourself busy with all the charities work that you do too. And thank you for that.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, like, that's the voice of an actor. That's one of the greatest things I've always thought, is that you actually have a voice and people listen. So
yes.
early on, I said, you know, why not use it to help, like, things that help causes I believe in, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like Surf Rider Foundation and Best Friends Animal Society and Life Rolls On. I mean, those things, and Waterkeeper Alliance and Vital Ground,
mm-hmm.
those things are, like, those, what are that, four or five, those things are, they're crucial to, like, the, you know, the future of
the
our
life
environment.
In general.
And,
yeah.
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a big part of my life. And I try and do as much as possible to
right.
try, you know, help them help those certain ones keep moving forward and getting more people involved and, you know, and they do. They love it. Once they're aware of it, they gravitate towards it. So we just got to get the word out. So, yeah. So
yeah,
thank
well,
you
I
again.
Myself,
I
follow
it.
The Waterkeeper. And,
oh, good.
I have also donated to them, and I tweet almost every single day to follow them and to check and to see what you can do. And, you know, even if it's not a donation as far as money goes. You know,
yeah, no, Waterkeep's a great one.
Just
and
spreading the word. Clean up the beach. Do something.
Exactly. Waterkeeper and Surf Rider are really, you know, they're two phenomenal kind of foundations or charities that, you know, they're actually doing something, because they're grassroots. They're not just this huge kind of giant charity that's just out there. These guys are actually doing smaller things that are more, have more impact, you know, around the United States and around the world. And God, you know, we know Bobby Kennedy Jr. is a friend of ours, and we've gone to a ton of his events. And when he gets up there and speaks, you want to follow him in a battle the minute he's done speaking. He's the best
mm-hmm.
orator I've ever heard. He's like, he'll get up there and talk for 45 minutes, and your blood is boiling. You're just like, you want to run out of the room and just, like, go do something for the environment.
Right.
He is that good, and it's in his blood that deep. So, yeah, that's
well,
a good
one.
Well,
just think about, too, I mean, recently alone, the Sandy hurricane. Look at the beaches that need help there and the water that's been affected by it.
Exactly. I mean, that's, I don't know, how long is that going to take to clean up and, be safe again? So.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all good things, you know, and if people have free time or if they want to make spare or get involved, those are great charities to just Google them and check them out online. And they usually always have something near, you know, any one of the states, the 50 states. So you can go, find something that you're interested in and go participate. So
right. And you can also go to davidchokachi.net.
Yeah.
And find out the ones that he is involved with, and there are links, and you can click on them and go right to those pages and find out what you can do.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Like and the Cal State Park ones are on there, which are really good. And those are, you know, on my website, those kind of have good informative ways to kind of get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for
right.
sure, check it out, listeners. And thank you again. I really appreciate it, you guys.
Oh, you're
and,
welcome.
I hope a lot of people tune in. I hope you dig my dives.
We just dig you.
All right. That's
there
cool.
you go.
Thanks a lot, and we'll have you back again soon. And you have a wonderful night. Enjoy your family.
Thank you. You guys have a
you're
good
night. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so my internet wants to act up.
Oh, God.
Why is it? It's been doing that lately. I don't know if it's
technical,
my provider or what's going on here.
It's nothing like technical difficulties in the world of live radio, don't you know?
This is so true. This is so true. And thankfully, we've been able to stumble through them.
Mm-hmm.
I think, pretty well. But what a wonderful interview. I mean, David is just not only, you know, a great actor and does so much for TV and film to entertain us, but also what a great human being he is, because he really does care about the earth and he really does do a lot for the charities. I mean, I see him tweet every so often about, you know, what he's doing for somebody's, some charity or something. I always make sure to retweet it. I always make sure to follow that, you know, charity and tweet about it myself. And if I can make a donation or do something, I do it. And it makes you feel good inside to know that you're making this earth a better place for your children, your grandchildren, and, you know, many generations beyond.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something we don't do enough of, but we need to
right.
do more and more of it. So.
Right. Well, you know, you start with your children and, you know, you go from there as far as teaching them to not throw a candy wrapper on the grass or an empty can from your pop or whatever. You know, there's always a garbage can somewhere. Even, like, I'll see people driving in a car and throw something out of the car. You mean you couldn't keep that in your car for the next 5-10 minutes or whatever it is till you get to your destination and
yeah,
throw it away? I keep a garbage bag, you know, a plastic little bag in my car and just throw stuff in there and then you throw it in the trash when you get home.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not, you know, just harming the earth. It's also harming the animals that are around. You know, when the birds see things floating in the ocean and they go, they think it's a fish or something they want to eat, and they go try to eat it, and then what happens?
Yeah, that's true.
So, but anyways, that's enough of my rant, but I just do feel very, very... I just think that it should be high on a lot of people's lists because this is our
yeah.
earth, our only earth. This is the only place we have to live. I don't care what's on Mars or Jupiter or anywhere else right now. This is where we live.
Yeah.
So.
Well, to that, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, just everybody, I hope you tune in on January 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern time to watch Stars in Danger, The High Dive with David Chokichi and all his fellow guests that he had on there with him. And remember to follow him on Twitter. Now, the last name is spelled C-H-O-K-A-C-H-I. So it's at Chokichi David. He has it backwards. And let him know what you think. I look forward to having him and some of his pals on with him towards the end of the show or when the winner is chosen or something, and we'll all talk about it then. And thanks again for joining us tonight, listeners, and thank you, Dawn, for always being here with me and on Take Two Radio. And listen to our interviews, any of the previous ones, on Blog Talk Radio. You can get them on our website, take2radio.com. They're free on iTunes. We have some uploaded to the YouTube channel. And that's it, right, as far as the places where they can listen to them. Follow
yeah.
us on Twitter at Take2Radio and at DawnTake2Radio. And we have a few days off, so we will come back. When's our next guest?
Our next guest is going to be on Wednesday, January 9th. But before
that's
Wednesday.
Right, that's right.
Will,
I just realized that.
Yeah. Well, before Wednesday,
pardon?
I was gonna let the listeners know that we will be doing, in case you missed it, we will have the rebroadcast of our phenomenal interview with Rock Wilt tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Right.
So you can tune
Eastern.
In for that. Eastern, that's right. And I would say if you've not heard this, make a point to tune in. It's a great interview, and he is a very, very wonderful person. And we will not only talk about his play, Broke Wide Open, which is going to wrap on the 11th, but we will be
in
talking
New York
about a lot
City,
of mm-hmm. in New York
at
City,
the 45th
so.
Street Theater. And it was produced by Rain Pryor. And you can buy tickets at Brown Paper. Oh, my gosh, I better not say it until I know it. But I'm sure if you call the 45th Street Theater, they can tell you, but it's brownpapertickets.com. Tickets are $35. There's only a few shows left. The 11th is only 5 days away, so if you can get there at 8 p.m., I'd recommend you go see it. Our guest for Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time is going to be the one and only Cynthia Preston, and we all know and hate, what is it, love to hate her from General Hospital as Faith Roscoe. My gosh, I've never seen a woman villain like this in my life. And she's also known for a lot of TVs and movie shows. So we will be talking with her, and we hope you join us. Everybody have a great night. Thank you all, and God bless.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop. Baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.